You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. During the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago brings you programs about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Welcome to Catholic Chicago.
Are you? And good morning. We are celebrating a wonderful, wonderful day today. Ooh. Yes, Victor, it is February 14th. And guess what? It is Ash Wednesday.
Yes.
And it is the start of Lent. Yes. So yep. We're very excited to be celebrating this day. And, you know, we're also celebrating a special, celebration for love as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, Lent is all about the cause of love, by the way.
Oh, yes.
It's Christ himself express the cause of God, which is, you know, the cause of love itself. So Lent is really, you know, at the heart and center of what it is, you know, to be really loving and to really fully express love in this world. But we're going to be talking about love in light of how Christ expressed love and how, and what better moment to do that than, of course, in the start of Lent. Now, we talked about, you know, God's love in Christmas. We talk about God's love through Epiphany. But now it's another season, Victor. It's another liturgical season. And, you know, this morning I'm very blessed to be here with my co-host, Victor Vallejo, who works for the Office of Lifelong Formation with the Marriage and Family Ministries team. And I am your host this morning. My name is Pablo Padilla, and I work for the Youth and Young Adult Ministry team of the Office of Lifelong Formation. And you are listening to the Lifelong Journey radio show of the Office of Lifelong Formation. I know that is a lot to take in, and we are here at WNDZ 750 AM, and we really, really want to thank all of you for tuning in and checking us out, and ask your friends to tune in as well. So if you're listening to us talk and you're like, wow, that show is really sounds like it's going to be interested, please, you know, call up a friend, call up a family member, tell them to tune in. And, as we get ready to celebrate the season of Lent, Victor, what are some quick facts or maybe some did you knows about Lent or what about Lent would you like to enlighten us with Victor, since you are the theologian here this morning?
Thank you.
And always are the theologian on the radio show, by the way. So fun facts about Lent that you'd like to cue us in on?
Well, I want to mention, probably you are not Catholic and you are listening to us, and you may seen already people wearing this ash in their, you may see it's dirt in their forehead.
Some kind of a dark spot on the forehead, right?
Yes, you may be wondering, what's going on with these crazy people? What's going on in their forehead? Well,
they were probably cleaning out the chimney.
Probably, but this is...
But not likely.
Not likely, yeah. This is something else. So we Catholics, we begin a new... It's 40 days, so Lent, where we are preparing our heart to celebrate what is important to us. God came from heaven. He died and is raised. So he came because he wants to save us. He wants to really to bring us closer to him. Everything about these 40 days is preparing our hearts to get closer to him. So if you haven't do this, please go to your parish. It's a good time, Pablo, to go and to get ashes. It's a time for prayer. It's a time for penance. It's a time for almsgiving. And this is a wonderful time for doing that. In the past, do you know that I was thinking this Lent season, it was about me, that I'm going to be dying to myself. I wanted to lose weight, so I was putting myself at the center of Lent, and that's not the idea of Lent.
And you know, Victor, a lot of my friends, you know the guys, when you're with the guys, they like to have a little beer here and there.
Of course, yeah.
So, you know, a lot of the guys are like, oh, I'm going to give a beer. I'm going to stop drinking beer, and, you know, or,
and
you know, someone when I was back in the college days, oh, we're going to stop drinking Coke, you know, to stay up for the test, or coffee or chocolate or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's more than that, right? I mean, it's cool to give up something that you like in terms of food and all that, but it's more than that. It's deeper, right, Victor?
Yes. It's deeper than that. And that doesn't mean that we are giving up something good for something better, which is God. We are opening our hearts to God. And, you know, since we're human beings, we have addictions, as you mentioned. So this is a good time to start getting rid of all these addictions that they don't connect us to or communicate with God.
So this for example, is like for which that. One, Victor?
You mentioned one. Alcohol is an addiction that we may have. Pornography is another big thing that is going on in our society. There is so many addictions, and you can remember most of them. But the addiction of self-centered too. You know, we put ourselves in the center of everything, and that's important. I mean, but we have to remember that God is out there, and our brothers are also in need. So we need to think on somebody else. Yeah.
And just to be clear, you know, we're not passing judgment on anyone.
No.
We're not saying that you're a bad person that. No. That's not what we're saying. No. What we're saying is that, you know, if you find yourself not really happy with, you know, the way certain habits have not really produced any fruits in your life, and you want to, like, maybe turn that around, you know, I mean, every time is a good time, but now it's a good time because it's an intentional spiritual way that you can possibly reach that goal. And, you know, like this is also a season to not remain indifferent to that. And, you know, in this case, you know, there is a small quote that I like to give here from a Lenten message from 2015. And it says, "Indifference to our neighbor and to God also represents a real temptation for us Christians. Each year during Lent, we need to hear once more the voice of the prophets who cry out and trouble our conscience. God is not indifferent to our world. He loves it, and he gave his son for our salvation." Now, this is important because that means that even though you may not see God or feel God or see the presence of God around you, you know, in I guess the flesh and bone, for lack of a better terms, I mean, God is there regardless. And and if you open up your heart to maybe dropping some of these habits that have really caused some real self-destruction in your own life. And I'm not talking about this lightly, by the way. I understand that there are problems that are far and beyond, you know, the comprehension of people unless they've lived it in their own skin. So, but really, like, the spiritual invitation is still there, and it's still as strong to really analyze how you're living now. And maybe think of Lent as the time for making a significant change. You know, Victor, I remember when the priest when I used to go to the Ash Wednesday, and the priest used to put, you know, the ashes on my forehead. He'd make the sign of the cross.
Yeah.
He'd say something like this. He said, "Remember that you're ashes, and into ashes you're going to become." And exactly. I thought, well, at first I remember, wow, that's kind of creepy. But, but then when I was reflecting on it and thinking about that, I was like, wow. I was like, you know, you can go two ways with, like, you only live once, right?
Yes.
You could only live once and just, you know, do everything and anything, and then eventually end up, you know, with the consequences of what all of that stuff entails. Or you can take your one life that you have and really live it to the fullest, you know, and live it to the fullest in light of, you know, being a child or a son and a daughter of God. And I understand that some of you out there, you know, may not really grasp what we're trying to say here, but what we're really talking about is the opportunity for Lent to really see yourself as you are and find that in spite of everything you think you may have done, you are still a beautiful person. You are still full of dignity. You still have God within you as an image. And sin or certain habits, they're Mickey Mouse compared to the grace of God. You know, you can always come back and reconcile yourself and learn to love yourself again. And if you already love yourself and if you're all good with yourself and if you have a great image of yourself and if you don't have any of these habits, now it's a good time to maybe consider, how can I become even better?
Better.
Right? And it's not that anyone is ever worse or that anyone is ever like totally evil. It's not about that. It's about really learning how to be fully immersed in God's grace. And on that note, Victor, we're going to go ahead and take a break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back. So please stay tuned.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend. featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Supich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll talk with Cardinal Blaise Supich about how tax credit scholarships benefit families. We'll take you to the National Migration Mass and to the March for Life Chicago. And we'll show you how the annual Catholic Appeal helps the many vital ministries of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Chicago is being crippled by violence, inequality, and division. We must respond to all forms of poverty with a new vision of life and society. The Catholic Campaign for Human Development addresses poverty, injustice, and marginalization by empowering communities to act for change. CCHD is striving to make things right for all. Visit cchdchicago.org to learn more about how you can help break the cycle of poverty.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Show, the show for the Office of Lifelong Formation of the Archdiocese of Chicago. And if you're just joining us, here with me on studio is Victor Vallejo, my co-host, and I am your host, Pablo Padilla. And I'm very pleased to be with you this morning. And we're talking about, you know, the people that are walking around with these dark spots in their forehead. Exactly. We're talking about Ash Wednesday, the initiation of Lent of the liturgical in the liturgical calendar. We also have been talking about what Lent really means. And Victor, we were just saying that it's about really dying to whatever.
Exactly.
It's not letting you really be full of grace or being fulfilled, living really happily. Yes. Look, we always got issues, right?
Yeah. All of us.
We got to pay bills. We got to get up and work in the morning. You know, life is rough. You know, we have to get up and shovel snow after a huge storm.
Yeah.
You know. But still, you know, we need to celebrate the fact that, you know, we are here, and in spite of all the challenges that we may have, you know, and I am very considerate about those of us that are suffering from depression, anxiety, those of us that have recently lost someone in these last couple of days, you know, those of us that are dealing with family members that are sick. I know that to hear us talking may be a little bit difficult, but you know what, Victor, I think that it's a season to not get caught in those webs that can keep us from really enjoying life. And when I say that, you know, I really am speaking of, you know, let us not be kept away from seeing and experiencing God in our lives through Jesus Christ during this season.
And Pablo, you have mentioned a few wonderful things. First of all, this is a time for us Catholics of repentance. And what it means is that God is greater than us, and what you were saying, don't remain indifferent to the suffering of our brothers and sisters. Our brothers and sisters are suffering, and Pope Francis called us to be a hospital, a field hospital. So that's what the church is. So we are not indifferent to the pain of our brothers and sisters. This is a time for us to repent. Of course, it's a time also of prayer, making our hearts like God's hearts. And you mentioned that. And you brought me back to the reading of Mondays, James, the reading of James, was mentioning that we are like flowers that fade away. And when we go to Lent, we Catholics, we hear that, well, you mentioned that you are ash and you will turn to ashes.
Yeah, you're dust, you'll go back into dust. Yes.
Oh, that's exactly what. Well, in Spanish, this it says that you are polvo and you will become again ashes. Yeah, and you know that sounds really horrible to me because it's this is a reminder I'm gonna die. What do you mean by that? Yeah, we have to die to ourselves, and guess what? To make our hearts to like God's heart. That's what is this season about. It's about God.
And of course, we always like to say that, you know, in Lent, especially if you find yourself maybe alone, meaning that you might not have family, or maybe you don't have relatives, or for whatever reason you're not close to your family members, you know, there is always an opportunity, and we really encourage you to go find a faith community. You know, it's go look for a church, a place to go receive your ashes. And for those of you that are going to be giving out the ashes, and those of you that are going to be ushers at the parishes, you know, we really want to invite you guys to be really welcoming to the people that are going to be showing up. Because, you know, people sometimes they don't go to Mass on Sunday, you know, Victor. But we go to Ash Wednesdays. I mean, people go to Ash Wednesday. Or
the Way of the Cross.
Or the Ways of the Cross. Yeah, so please, you know, for those of you that are in the parish, you know, and are receiving people and are welcoming people, just we invite you to be extra welcoming. Go that extra mile to make someone feel like they belong. Because, you know, some of us are out there and we don't have family, we don't have friends, we don't have a large community that we say that we can belong to. And sometimes we're struggling with life issues on our own. And we really want to encourage you this time around to not do it alone either. You know, I think that one of the most key and most precious things that Christ left us was this idea of, you know, being among friends, among family, among community, and breaking bread together. So, you know, another reason why, you know, we're excited about, you know, the Lent season is because it's also an opportunity to go to the fish fry.
Yeah.
You know, if you probably don't go to Mass on Sunday, but you want to go to the fish fry on Fridays, you know, look up your local parish. And I'm sure more than one is going to be doing a fish fry. That's also a great opportunity to go to some place and connect. But, you know, I want to rescue the most important things about, you know, this Lent season. It is about reconnecting with your prayer life. It is about fasting. But fasting from what? And we talked about this briefly, Victor. It's fasting from those things that don't allow us to really fully be happy and experiencing God's grace. I think that is what keeps us from maybe really what can that be? Victor, I don't know about you, but I think that sometimes we can fast from being a little bit pride. I mean,
that's one of the temptations, bigger temptations.
We don't have to be so proud and be filled with so much pride. We could probably fast a little bit from pride, you know? I think that's a start too.
Oh, that's a good beginning. And guess what? Prayer is important. Why? Because you connect to God. I'm Catholic, not because my mom and dad were Catholics, because I really got this connection with the supreme being, which is God. And it was in a conversation the one that we're having, Pablo, but getting close to God, you can feel God. You can hear God because he's real. And I'm Catholic because I'm truly convinced that he's with me. And that connection, you know, make me better person, makes me see like God wants me to see instead of being selfish and taking advantage of the others. So this is a good time for that. Remember, today the reading is about go to your room, pray, and don't be like those who go in public saying, hey, I pray, and I'm better than you. No. Just connect with the Supreme Being. Just by being with him, let him talk to you. Do the reading of the Bible, and then you will hear his voice.
And you know what, Victor? How do you know it's also Lent? You know, keep an eye out for the color purple. It's going to be everywhere, right? It's going to be everywhere, and the color purple is going to be around for the next 40 days when it comes to church. So, you know, and that color purple really means, you know, something very special as well. You know, and it's really connecting to the sacrifices that Christ did during those 40 days. And look, you know, Christ being Christ went through some of those hardships. You know, how can we connect also in our hardships in the way that Jesus also went and underwent those hardships as well? So, you know, Lent is really this season to, again, reconnect with God in some way or shape or form. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back. So please stay tuned.
Have you checked out Chicago Catholic lately? Either in print or online, Chicago Catholic has informative and stimulating content, including news from the Archdiocese, beautiful photographs, and a thoughtful column by our publisher, Cardinal Blaise Supich. Editor Joyce DeRiga tells us about our current edition of Chicago Catholic.
The Pope urges Catholics to use Lent as a time to focus on prayer, fasting, and almsgiving to draw closer to God. Local religious communities open homes for young adults seeking asylum who fled Africa because of violence in their countries. And Cardinal Blaise Supich talks about Catholic-Jewish relations through the lens of Renew My Church.
Subscribe now. Go to ChicagoCatholic.com or call 312-534-7777. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Chicago Catholic, a fresh approach to Catholic news.
The word made clear is exactly what its name implies. It's an easy-to-understand explanation of the Word of God, the Gospel. Hello, I'm Father James McElhone, Director of Biblical Formation for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I'd like to invite you to take our free online Bible study program by going to thewordmadeclear.org. Our website offers an audio-based guide to the Gospels of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Listen to my lectures and follow along with the handouts provided. There are even discussion guides. You can also explore the biblical roots of the Mass. And there are links to a wide variety of biblical sources that will benefit both teachers and students of the Sacred Scriptures. Just go to wordmadeclear.org to experience our free online Bible study program. Again, it's free at wordmadeclear.org. It's the Word of God. Enjoy.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey radio show, the radio show for the Office of Lifelong Formation of the Office of Lifelong Formation from the Parish Vitality and Mission Department. And, you know, sorry about the redundance there, but, you know, it's as we continue with the show, we want to, like, continue to let ourselves know and, of course, let you, our listeners, know who we are so that you can better pinpoint us when if you're ever in town from out of state. And if you already are in the Chicagoland area and you're just hearing about the Office of Lifelong Formation, please come and visit us. We're over at the Meyer Center at 3525 South Lake Park Avenue. So, Victor, we're talking about Lent. If you're just joining us, and guess what, Victor? We have a guest today.
Awesome!
Did you know that?
Yes, I know that.
Okay, so
which I'm happy about that.
Here on the phone with us is Susan Amon. She is the associate director of the Office of Lifelong Formation. So we have someone else that from our office that you can get to know. Susan, how are you?
I'm very good. Good morning, Victor, and good morning, Pablo.
Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to have you.
Yes.
You know, Susan, we're talking about this wonderful time of the year. You know, it's Lent, and it's, you know, the initiation of some wonderful things that are going to be happening. But we're actually coming out of something very wonderful ourselves, aren't we, Susan? The Chicago Faith Congress that just occurred. Would you like to maybe, you know, give us some words on how that experience was for the, you know, the people that you greeted, that you saw? And just from your own perspective, how was the Catholic Faith Congress for you?
The Chicago Faith Congress was a very exciting day on Saturday. It was our first Chicago Faith Congress for the Office of Lifelong Formation. We had over 800 people there at the beautiful Lakeshore campus of Loyola University. And we got a lot of very good feedback from the attendees, the registrants who were able to come. Some people had to battle the weather, especially some of our speakers had to battle the weather to get there on Saturday. But it was a beautiful day. So many people came because they understand and value faith formation. They came to enjoy the day with colleagues and to reignite their journey of faith as catechetical leaders and catechists in their parish. We had wonderful keynotes. We had wonderful theme presentations and workshops. I understand everybody really loved the lunch.
Oh, yeah.
We had really good lunch. So I believe everybody had a very good experience, the staff and everyone who came and participated for our first Chicago Faith Congress.
And Susan, you know, like that experience of the Faith Congress was wonderful. And for those of you that are listening to us that are not from the Chicagoland area immediately, we're going to be doing this again next year. So keep it on your radar. So those of you that are not from Illinois or not from Chicago, please, you are most definitely invited to come join us so you can experience all of that as well. Now, Susan, we were talking about Lent and Ash Wednesday and explaining what these dark spots on our forehead are. And me and Victor were kind of talking a little bit about Lent as a time to reconnect with Christ, reconnect, you know, with God, really to, you know, dump old habits, you know, and really search new habits that'll be, you know, that'll bear fruit in our lives. And we were talking about Lent as a time to reconnect with our prayer life. Obviously, Lent is also a time for almsgiving, and of course, who can forget the famous fish fries on Fridays, which is also yummy. You know, where we're talking about, you know, if you don't have a family, if you're out there alone, how this is actually a time to maybe come around to the different parish communities and connect with people and make friends and really build some, you know, build some sort of community around yourself. But Susan, for you, as a wife and as a mom, what is the significance of Lent for you as a person who has raised a family, who has been deeply involved in their life and who is now in the role of associate director for the Office of Lifelong Formation? What significance does Lent have for you?
Well, for me, Lent has always been a time of renewal. As we encouraged participants in our Faith Congress to join us, We as catechists, parents are very key in passing on the faith to their children. Mm-hmm. As you know, Pablo and Victor, yes, yes. I homeschooled my children for 7 years, awesome. And I've raised 5 children. My children range in age from 28 down to 14, and it's a time of renewal for the whole family. We've done a lot of different things over the years, but there's some things that are, you know, steadfast. We do every year. And so I'm just going to share a couple of those things with you and how I feel like they've impacted my own journey and the journey of my family as we all grow in faith together. We start out almost every year, for very many years, cleaning out all the sweets from our house. So we really do the Mardi Gras thing at our house. We get the last half gallon of ice cream out, and we clean out the cookie jar, and we just enjoy all those things in the week before Ash Wednesday and try to get our house cleaned out of all those things. Now, that's not mom or dad dictating what the kids give up for Lent, because we do have that discussion before the beginning of Lent about what kind of sacrifices they want, we all want to make. And it's a family discussion over probably several evenings at the dinner table and several car rides before before Ash Wednesday. But just not having those things in the house helps us to remember that it's a time of plainness. It's a desert time or a time to reflect on what's important. For the little ones, it's what sweets do you really like, you know? And we only make those, the cookies a special purchase, one-time purchase if they want something sweet. So it helps just even for the little ones to remember that this is a time to really think about the things that are important. Another thing that I've done for many years, and I'm even going to do this in my office, so you guys will be able to see it, is we always cut out construction paper crosses and put them on all the windows of the entire house. So every window would have a construction paper cross, scotch taped or whatever, to the window. But the thing that it does is it makes a shadow of the cross on the floor all day long. So even as the sun moves from east to west, there's a shadow of the cross on the floor in the house all day long, so that you're walking in the shadow of the cross throughout Lent. It's just a visual reminder for what time of year it is, and we've done that many, many years.
And that is important because as we are in Lent, you know, that is something that's going to be very, very, very crucial. You know, it's about being in the shadow of the cross. Now, with that, we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break, but don't lose that thought. Stay tuned.
Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to CatholicCharities.net.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
As we celebrate our 100th anniversary, I want to offer a special thank you to the Good Samaritans who support Catholic Charities. I'm Monsignor Mike Boland. We feed, clothe, shelter, and give job counseling to nearly 1 million people each year. Homeless veterans, the elderly, youth, pregnant women, and now grieving survivors of children shot and killed in the streets of Chicago all count on Catholic Charities. See how you can help at CatholicCharities.net. You may be of another faith or no faith, but you have faith in us. Thank you.
You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. Every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Thanks for letting us be part of your morning. Now again, Catholic Chicago.
Welcome back, everyone, to this wonderful morning, this Ash Wednesday morning, this start of Lent. This day where you see a lot of us walking around with these dark spots on our forehead, that means that we are reminded that we need to try to be better people.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Not going to be eternally here on earth, and that we are mortal, and that we have one life to live, and let's make a life worthwhile of being close to God and really, really living in fullness and happiness.
Yes.
And, you know, here with me today, this morning, is my co-host, Victor Vallejo. Victor, thank you for joining me. For those of you that are just joining us, Susan, the Associate Director of the Office of Lifelong Formation, Susan Amon is also here with us today, sharing some thoughts on Lent as well. So, Susan, before we left, you were talking about the putting up images of the cross on windows so that we are reminded that, you know, we are in the shadow of the cross throughout the month of Lent, throughout the 40 days of Lent, rather. And how you and your family go through a process of really discerning what it is that, or how it is that you're going to live about Lent. But, you know, please, Susan, tell us more. What else is it that you guys do as family to really live this wonderful season so that our radio listeners out there who have families or who live probably in roommate situations, maybe they can maybe, you know, piggyback off on some of the creative things that you do and really, like, enjoy a really well-lived Lent season.
Well, when we talk about prayer, fasting, and almsgiving as we prepare for Lent, quite often ideas of service come up because we have a culture of service in our house. And when they're little, we foster that with how we can serve each other. So when my children were very small, we would make Lent jars because, first of all, it's hard for them to do one thing for 40 days. lots of times. It's hard for me to do one thing for 40 days. And so we would put into the jar strips of paper that said different ideas of how we could serve each other. Make your brother's bed, do somebody else's chore for the day. And this same idea can be extrapolated across a lifetime of formation. If we can think of ways that we can serve the others that are in our life, our coworkers, our neighbors, the people that we pass by, we don't have to give up something all through Lent, but just do something to serve another person, to grow in that culture of service in your life. I feel like that really impacted my kids as they grew up. They all kind of turned out to be service people, and people who value service and serving other people.
And that is very important that you say that, Susan, because you're totally right. Why connect back to the person of Christ? Why connect back to the person of Jesus? And how is it that through him we find God? And it's only for one purpose and one purpose alone. I mean, yeah. It's to really love our neighbor as we love ourselves and as we love God, right? Mm-hmm. And all that connects back to something very important that's also part of Lent. It's almsgiving and, helping out the poor or those in need. Mm-hmm. But check this out, people. It's not only just about almsgiving and helping the poor. Yes, that is important if we can do it.
Yeah.
But it is also, if you are in need of receiving alms, if you are in need of help because of something that you feel you might lack spiritually, this is also the season for you to allow yourself for others to help you, to be in your life. I mean, yeah. I know, and that bears no shame with it, okay?
Yeah.
Don't feel ashamed of allowing yourselves to be loved by some people that want to give you love. I mean, it's okay. But for those of us that want to give, and like Susan said, and that want to be in service, this is also a great opportunity to connect. So it's a really beautiful season where we not only express love, but we also allow ourselves to be loved, which is something that we're now so accustomed to. So what would you say about that, Susan? Do you have any thoughts about that?
Oh, the allowing ourselves to be loved. I think that for us is very much tied up in making the efforts to learn something in our prayer life. When we give ourselves the time to pray, it's giving ourselves the time to be loved because we're working on that all-important relationship with Jesus and with God the Father and the Holy Spirit. And giving yourself time to prayer is an act of loving yourself. So I think that during Lent, as we make more, a little bit more time to pray, maybe try a new way of praying, maybe trying one time to go to Stations of the Cross in your parish or visit a shrine or visit, just take a visit to your Eucharistic chapel in your parish or nearby parish and spend some time with Jesus. That is one way to love yourself and grow in your relationship with God.
And I want to mention something that you said earlier, Susan. You mentioned that you put crosses, and this time is also a time to evangelize our brothers and sisters. Because God is love, God is wonderful, and He's merciful, and He's full of hope. And our God bring us out of darkness. So I want to say something to our listeners who stop using Facebook and mass media because this is the time to connect to God. Well, I want to recommend you to use mass media, because mass media help us to be closer to our brothers and sisters. Now I want to say, use the mass media in order to evangelize. It's a great tool. Put in your Facebook a daily prayer. That's a great idea that you can use also, which I haven't done, and probably is also advice for myself.
And not only that, but I was thinking about how, if at the office we're going to be having these crosses on our windows, mm-hmm. I'd love to put some selfies up of us, with these images of the cross. Susan, that was a wonderful idea,
yeah,
by the way. And we definitely encourage all of you out there as families, whether you're living in roommate situations, whether you're the single mom that has to be both mom and dad, or you're the single dad that has to be both mom and dad, or whether, you know, you just come from generally a broken family situation. But, you know, you can be that change. You can begin to make that wonderful change. So we really invite you to do that. Now, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, but we'll be right back. And please stay tuned and see you just in just a second.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll talk with Cardinal Blaise Cupich about how tax credit scholarships benefit families. We'll take you to the National Migration Mass and to the March for Life Chicago. And we'll show you how the annual Catholic Appeal helps the many vital ministries of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
The hurricanes of 2017 dealt a devastating blow to poor communities across the U.S. People there reached out to the church for help and found it. Faith communities rallied to provide assistance to those in need, and we helped too. We are Catholic Extension. We're helping rebuild churches and schools, and we're supporting communities in areas destroyed by the hurricanes. Funds are desperately needed. To donate, go to catholicextension.org/hurricane relief or call 888-473-2484.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Radio Show here of the Office of Lifelong Formation for the Department of Parish Vitality and Mission of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Victor, I almost had it this time, but I had to take a quick breath.
No, it was pretty good.
And we are here in Catholic Chicago, WNDZ, 750 AM. And this morning here we're talking about the starting of Lent. And if you're joining us at our tail end of our show, with me this morning is Victor Vallejo, my co-host. And our guest is Susan Amon, Associate Director for the Office of Lifelong Formation. So.
And we were talking about the using mass media in order to evangelize. But you know, and we are talking about the other. And Susan, we were talking about the other, helping others. But you know, in our families, in our daily lives, sometimes there is disagreements. How can you give us some recommendations how people they can reconnect again? Because we were talking here in the break, you know, using your cell phone, texting your son and daughters, saying, pray today, don't forget that God loves you. Those ideas that we were coming, we were talking and sharing, probably myself. But you, Susan, you have a family and you've been reconnecting your family. How can you give us some advices on that, how people can reconnect?
It's so important to reach out. I agree with the power of using Facebook and using Twitter and all those social media tools to evangelize others. But we touch so many people in our daily lives, our family, the people that we work with, the people that we see as we go about our errands, people that we know and people that we don't know. And the first thing that I think is most important is to focus on being a joyful person. Lent is a time of sacrifice for us, as many of us, that's the way we observe Lent. But if we do it joyfully, that's one of the I think the most powerful ways that we evangelize other people is to show the joy that it is to be a follower of Jesus. I think another thing that we can practice as and get into the habit of doing is to reminding people that they're in our prayers. I think so many times this touches people more than we think it does, or than we know it does. I know that it touches me very much when someone says that they're praying for me. I think that we evangelize our children and our family by reminding them that we're praying for them for no particular reason, just because we love them, we want them to be safe, and we want them to be close to Jesus. So reminding people that we're praying for them, accepting prayers from other people. So many times when we have something on our mind as well, or we have something that we're worried about, whether it's family or job or a health concern, we keep it to ourselves and we don't give other people the opportunity to pray for us. And so oftentimes when I hear about something like that, I thank the person for letting me know what's going on with them and the joy of being able to include them in my prayers. So that's two ways, really, that I try to practice and I try to evangelize my family by reminding them that they're in my prayers.
And Susan, one more question for you, because I know that, you know, one of the things that I took away from the conference that we just had, the Catholic Faith Congress that we had here in Chicago, was, you know, the importance that it starts with Christ. But then, you know, immediately after, one of our keynote speakers was talking about, then it's about the person. And then after the person is obviously that love that Christ showed us, and eventually about building the kingdom. So keeping that in mind, Susan, I want to ask you, more directly, in a much more direct manner. You know, sometimes, you know, in our families, things are not always as great or as beautiful as we would like. And you know, sometimes, you know, sons get into fights with their dads, or daughters get into fights with their moms. And, you know, for whatever reason or other, there is a distance that is created there. And I think Lent is also a time of reconciliation and forgiveness. And it's that opportune moment. Now, I know out there for our listeners, I'm very mindful that some of these things are very complex and don't always have an easy solution. However, the invitation is there to maybe try to reconcile. So, Susan, any thoughts on how, you know, families that have been perhaps disrupted because of arguments or maybe some fights that took place, and any ideas as to how this can be that moment where we can be the ones that reach out and maybe say, you know what, I'm going to lose my pride a little bit and I'm going to, you know, let you know how much I still love you. Any thoughts around that?
Pablo, that is a complex reality for many people. And for many people in our lives, we may have been hurt. We may have hurt them. And Lent is a very good time to reconcile. It is a very good time to reach out and try to reconnect with people that we've that become distant from in our life for one reason or another. And it doesn't always have to be because there was a falling out. Sometimes it's just time and opportunity and busyness that puts distance between people that are in relationship. And it does take it takes courage to reach out and be the one to say the first, I'm sorry, or say the first, I missed you, or say the first, I miss the way we used to be. But if we remember what Jesus did for us, we remember how much he sacrificed for us, that to be the first one to say I'm sorry is a good way to observe Lent. It's actually not a bad promise to make for yourself during Lent, is to think of someone who you'd like to repair your relationship or build the relationship and get onto a new path with that person, and someone in your family. It could be your roommate. It could be someone that you work with. that you want to repair that relationship or build it into something new and beautiful.
Thank you, Susan. And on that note, we'll take a break and we'll leave you with that point on reflection. And just stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
The Catholic Campaign for Human Development answers Pope Francis's call to draw near to the poor, to encounter them, to meet their gaze, to embrace them. Visit cchdchicago.org to learn more and to donate online.
Have you checked out Chicago Catholic lately? Either in print or online, Chicago Catholic has informative and stimulating content, including news from the Archdiocese, beautiful photographs, and a thoughtful column by our publisher, Cardinal Blaise Supich. Editor Joyce DeRiga tells us about our current edition of Chicago Catholic.
The Pope urges Catholics to use Lent as a time to focus on prayer, fasting, and almsgiving to draw closer to God. Local religious communities open homes for young adults seeking asylum who fled Africa because of violence in their countries. And Cardinal Blaise Supich talks about Catholic-Jewish relations through the lens of Renew My Church.
Subscribe now. Go to ChicagoCatholic.com or call 312-534-7777. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Chicago Catholic, a fresh approach to Catholic news.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey radio show here for the Office of Lifelong Formation of the Archdiocese of Chicago's Department of Parish Vitality and Mission. And we are here in Catholic Chicago, WNDZ, 750 AM. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And right before the break, we were talking with Susan about reconciliation and forgiveness and, you know, the opportune time to, you know, and keeping in mind that of the complexities of our relationships that we have, especially with those that are closest to us and those we love. But, you know, also inviting us to think about a moment of reconnecting or reconciling any differences that we might have had. Or, as Susan was very kind to point out for us, you know, the realities of time and work and just overall just distances that happen because of life in general. How this is a moment to reconnect. And I wonder, you know, Susan, if you'd allow me, I'd like to just, you know, take us back and reconnect us to that, you know, what you were just telling us about how this is an opportune time to really, really enter in that, you know, forgiveness and being the first one to take that first step and making a promise to say, I'm sorry. That's so important. But that connects us back to something that is crucial to our life as Catholics. Yes. And that is the sacraments, you know, especially the sacrament of reconciliation. And I'd like to say maybe even, you know, self-forgiving of ourselves. You know, sometimes we may forgive others, but we may still feel ashamed or guilty, or we may still have that big burden on ourselves. But this is really the time to also forgive ourselves. You know, God loves us, and we need to allow God to love us. And that starts with forgiving ourselves, and that goes a long way. Yes. And, you know, if you have done your first Holy Communion, we definitely encourage you to go and receive, you know, Holy Communion, to receive the body of Christ this Lenten season, to really allow Christ to be within you this Lenten season. But not only that, you know, there is a lot of people out there that are, you know, I know we're barely starting Lent, but, moving forward a little bit, you know, past, you know, Holy Week, we're going to have people that are going to be, you know, taking the three sacraments of initiation. But this is really a time to reconnect back with the sacraments. But I want to highlight specifically these two, the reconciliation and taking Holy Communion to be, you know, one with the body of Christ. Now, you know, Susan, any other thoughts you might have on Lent before we go ahead and start doing our announcements?
I think I would just recommend for people to take the time today to give some thought to what they would like to do, what kind of renewal they would like to see in their life, whether it be to reconnect in their prayer life, to work on one of those relationships. Just give yourself some time to think about what you'd like to do for the next 40 days.
Thank you, Susan. And awesome. Susan, please stay on with us because we're going to start just doing some announcements. So everyone, you know, we really want to encourage you to have a wonderful Lent season. And we're going to be here in March, and it'll still be Lent by then. And we'll continue. We'll pick up on this talk, you know, as we get closer to Holy Week even. But for now, we'll leave you with that invitation, you know. How can you live out a better Lent, and how can you use Lent as an opportunity for you to really connect back with God and with those that you are in relationship with, all in light of love and how Christ loved us. Now, having said that, I'm going to invite you to a Lenten retreat that's going to take place February 26th and 27th. That's a Monday and a Tuesday evening at the Cardinal Quigley Center here in downtown Chicago in the Gold Coast neighborhood. It's going to be Monday and Tuesday. Both days will start around 6 o'clock and it'll end around 9. There will be dinner both days. And Father Peter Wojcik will be facilitating the retreat. So this retreat is a young adult retreat, and all young adults are invited. So we encourage you to please come. And Victor, do you have any announcements?
Of course. This is a time of prayer. So I just want to say all of you who are listening and praying, pray for us. We got in our hands this important ministry, which is Marriage Prep. And we need your help. You know, a couple who wants to plant the good seed in those engaged couple, we are having a training coming up in March 10. Give us a call. We will be happy to give you all the information. It's 312-534-5373. That's my extension number. I mean, it's 312-534-5373. And we really need your help. You know, there is a lot of people still getting married in the Catholic Church, and we need couples to help us to plant the good seed. This is a time of prayer. Pray for us, for this ministry, which is crucial for the society.
And Susan, do you have any announcements for the Office of Lifelong Formation that you'd like to share with us?
You know, I don't have anything right at this time, Pablo. Thank you, though, for asking.
Okay, great. And well, you know, on that note, you know, just I forgot to mention one thing. That Lenten retreat on February 26th and 27th, which is a Monday and a Tuesday evening, it is going to be in discernment. In relation to vocation. Now, vocation not necessarily to the priesthood or to the religious life, but whether you're going to be single or married as well, or maybe something other, you know, in your life. So it's going to be a time of this. It's going to be a retreat on discernment. Oh, so listening to the voice of God, or listening to God's call. So please jot those dates down, especially, you know, this is for young adults. And, you know, if you need any other information, please always visit our website at www.archchicago.org. That's archchicagoaltogether.org. And you can always visit all of our pages. And again, we are the Office of Lifelong Formation. You could also search under events for the Department of Parish Vitality and Mission, and you will find all these things on there as well. But also, if you follow us at any of our different Facebooks, you could always find us in our events. And on that note, Susan, I want to thank you for being on
thank
the show
you,
today. Thank you for coming on and sharing your experiences, and thank you for sharing what you do with your family as an invitation for us to do as well. So thank you so much, Susan, for being on with us.
It was my pleasure, Pablo and Victor.
Thank you so much. And Victor, thank you for being a co-host. And as always, a wonderful, wonderful co-host. Any last words from you, Victor?
Have a wonderful Lent, and pray, fast, and do almsgiving.
All right. So as for us, you know, enjoy the rest of your day. And again, this is Pablo, and I'm signing off. And thank you so much for tuning in with us, and see you next time.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for Catholic Chicago. You can stream our programs live or listen to past programs by visiting our website, archchicago.org, and clicking on Radio TV. And please connect with Catholic Chicago on social media.